Yeah, I'm way too familiar with TRICARE, TriWest. I had to quit being a provider for them because it was just too difficult to get paid.
Yeah, they just didn't have any experience. My daughter was trying to help, and he didn't know how to deal with it because he was more than 50 miles away from base. And so luckily, I've got a couple friends that had some great advice, and so I funneled some information to them from some buddies of mine, and that helped out a lot.
Who knows, maybe with the... The movements to clean things up, they'll get around to the VA and get that straightened out. That would be wonderful. Anyway, I'm just into town, just hit 6th Street. I'm running late, and I'm going to get chastised, if not turned away, heading over to Asante Physician Partners. They're pretty strict that way. You don't want to be like 1 minute later. They really take it to you. They'll tell you go away.
Yeah, and then you get there with plenty of time, and then they make you wait. You should love that business model.
Yeah, it's not reciprocal, that's for sure. Anyways, you know, let me know next time you go out. I'll probably go slower than you and Dan and Abby for two reasons. One is I'm an old man who didn't start riding when he was 4 years old. Another reason is I'm not riding a KTM, but eventually I'll catch up with you towards the end of the ride.
Oh, we're not going to outrun you. We don't. We're not wide open, that's for sure. But anyway, have fun at your visit, and we'll catch up later. WRCD 602.
Oh, yeah, it'll be fun. All right, cool, man. Anyway, yeah, that was nice. Nice that I like the display on your... Was that on the left side of your heads-up display there, or your little display? I saw the speedometer on the right side, but on the left side, was that telling you what gear you were in? What was that?
Yeah, the KTM has different modes, different drive modes. So I was in rally mode, which allows you to customize throttle response, the ABS, the traction control, everything. So what you saw on the left was the gear that I was in. And the center number is the traction control for the rear tire. So if I want total traction control, I just reach over my thumb and dial it up. And if I want to get a little wild and have a lot more throttle response and traction, less traction control, I just dial it down. And then the speed was on the right. And then in different modes, that all rearranges to put priorities on different things.
Okay, yeah, I've read about some of that stuff on the newer Beamers with the different driving modes. And I was curious because mine is, you know, from 2001. It doesn't have any indications of anything. It's got a clock that has a mind of its own. It gains about, I don't know, 3-4 minutes a day. And... no temperature, no coolant temperature, no oil level, no oil temperature. Actually, nothing. Definitely not what gear you're in. You pretty much gotta, well, you know, you've been riding motorcycles since year four, so. But I knew that the newer bike had all kinds of cool stuff like that, and I didn't know for sure. That was pretty nice. It's got a good, clean display. It's really simple. It really... really easy to see, and I like that little baby windshield. Thing is totally non-obtrusive. It's not blocking much wind, but at least it's not in your way.
Yeah, and it's been nice because I don't get any helmet buffeting. The only thing I can complain about is just the wind noise coming through the helmet, and that's I'm actually looking at a better helmet because several things. Anyway, I better let you get in there, man. We'll chat when you get out. WRCD 602.
Yeah, I'm just parking now, so thanks. We could talk helmets. Talk to you later, Katie, or WRKU 327.